news update. The family of the suspect in the University of Idaho stabbing murders is pledging to let the legal process unfold. In a statement released Sunday through a legal counsel, Brian Koberger's parents and sister say they're cooperating with law enforcement to promote Koberger's presumption of innocence. Koberger was arrested in Pennsylvania on Friday and is facing four counts of first-degree murder. An extradition hearing is set for Tuesday. The 19-year-old man accused of attacking three NYPD cops with a machete near Times Square on New Year's Eve reportedly penned a manifesto that urged his family to repent to Allah and accept Islam. It's believed he may have become a radicalized Muslim in recent years following the death of his father in 2018, the New York Post reported. With the new year, minimum wage increases take effect in more than two dozen states, including in Washington State at $15.74, the highest in the country. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.